7:40 is our time. Time for the WHTC Men's Bowling Report, presented by Zealand Lanes on East Washington in Zealand, and by Auto Owners, Hometown Insurance Agency, Coop and Burr on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. As we bring aboard our good friend Jim DeGraff in just a moment, keep it here for the Men's Bowling Report on 1450 WHTC.
Tis the season for savings from Coop and Burr Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance. Ask how you can save with a life, home, or auto multi-policy discount from Auto Owners. Happy holidays from your neighbors, Coop and Burr Insurance. They hope you have a happy and healthy holiday season. Call or visit Coop and Burr Insurance today for all your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. Call Jim Rennick with Coop and Burr Insurance in Holland at 616-355-2939.
It is a Monday morning, and that means it is time to check in with Jim DeGraff and talk all about bowling. Jim, how are you?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you as well. Thanks for being here on this Monday morning. And, well, kind of a recap of what's been going on in the past week. Tell us all about it.
Well, exactly. We've been talking the last couple of weeks about the 29th annual Tulip City Mixed Doubles Tournament. Two of the three weekends are now complete, and we have 39 doubles teams that have competed at Northland Lanes for this 29th annual event. And we will wrap up the tournament this coming weekend. We do have openings for anybody that would like to participate this coming Saturday at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and then again on Sunday at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and then that will wrap it up. So we'll have the unofficial standings next week, Monday, on the program. Let's take a look at the top 10 in the mixed doubles handicap side of the tournament. Dale and Tammy Newberry are still in first place with 15:32. Knocking at their door this past week was Robin Beenhoven and Brent Skolten, currently in second place with 15:25. Tyler and Vicky Lepore moved into third place with 15:09. Todd and Sarah Grahams are currently in fourth place with 14:95. Mary Beverly and Steve Petrie teamed up yesterday for a 14:92 to be in fifth place. Tammy Newberry and Danny Van Dort are currently in sixth place with 14:90. Katie Van Tynen and Charlie Kirkland in seventh place with 14:79. Selena Horvath and Adam Carson are now in eighth place with 14:61. Courtney Garbalink and Kevin Pollock are currently in ninth with 14:50. And in 10th place is Tyler Dozman and Selena Horvath with 14:45. In the actual side of the tournament, currently Dale and Tammy Newberry are still in first place there also with a 14:20. Kevin Pollock and Courtney Garbalink are in second place, only seven pins behind with 14:13. Katie Van Tynen and Charlie Kirkland moved into third place with 13:77. Robin Beenhoven and Brent Skolten currently in fourth place with 13:53. And in fifth place in the actual side of the tournament is Tammy Newberry and Danny Van Dort with 13:16. And we'll have, like I mentioned, the unofficial results next week Monday. And we'll take a look at the high games and high series for week number 13 right after this message.
The bowling season is underway, and Zealand Lanes has openings right now for league bowlers. Men's leagues at 6 and 8:30 p.m. Tuesday night, 4- and 5-person teams. Also, ladies' leagues, 3-person teams on Wednesday evening. Zealand Lanes has open bowling every Saturday, 1 p.m. to close. Kids' leagues are also available. Call for other open bowling times, 772-2322. That's 772-2322. Zealand Lanes is located at 541 East Washington in Zealand.
Very good, Brent. Take a look at week number 13 on our bowling calendar. In the high games for the week, Scott J. Smith from Northland Select with 286. Keone Berry from the Zealand Monday Trios with a 279. Tim Blush from the Friday Night Couples with 279. Bowling a 278 this week was Troy Lutz for Zealand Monday Trios. We had two bowlers tie this week with 275, and they were Charlie Kirkland from Suburban and Chris Wickert from Sweet 16. Kevin Pollock from Northland Select with a 269. Two bowlers with 268, and they were Dan Schuerman from Tuesday Night Community and Dale Newberry from Northland Select. And finishing up our top 10 this week was Kyle Johnson from Northland Select with a 267. In the high series for the week, Bruce Smith from the Suburban League with a 762. Dale Newberry, also from Suburban, with a 759. Dan Schuerman from Zealand Monday Trios with a 750. Tom Foster from Northland Select with 749. Jeff Myers from the Suburban League with a 739. Scott J. Smith from Northland Select with 734. Kevin Pollack from Northland Select with 728. Troy Lutz from Zealand Monday Trios with 717. Keone Berrig from the Zealand Monday Trios with 714. Courtney Slider from Tuesday Night Men's with 713. Kurt DeYoung from the BML League with 710. We had two bowlers this week with 702s, and they were Doug Brower from Sweet 16 and Bruce Wabick from the Businessmen's. Also two bowlers with 701, Derek Wiest from Tuesday Night Community and Tony Jordan from the Businessmen's League. And we're going to finish up the high series. Both bowlers had identical series of even 700, and they were Adam Carson from Suburban and Brent Beverwhite from the Businessmen's League. Certainly want to thank all of the families that that went out bowling over Thanksgiving holiday, Thanksgiving Day, and the entire weekend. There were a lot of families that took advantage of open lanes at all of our area bowling centers, and we certainly want to thank them for their business and good family time at the bowling centers. So, Brent, we will talk to Gary again next week, Monday, and we'll wrap up the final standings for the 29th annual Tulip City Mixed Doubles Tournament at that time.
I was going to say, Jim, I went by some of the lanes over Thanksgiving in the early evening, and they were hopping.
Oh, exactly. That's good.
Everybody wasn't in line at the big box stores.
Exactly.
Thank goodness. A lot more to do than that. All right, Jimbo, have a great week.
Take care, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.